When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
Ah, can't you see it? A glistening 100 megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Welcome back. Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Giglio. You guys with us. 215-592-9494. We're going to get to a little kiss the baby here in this segment as we try to eliminate another team every week in the NFL. I'm stuck with my first one after yesterday. I had a team still in. They're eliminated. So we'll get to that coming up in a few minutes. Your phone calls on the Eagles' biggest reason they lost that game yesterday. Kyle thinks it's as simple as, well, they lost Jalen Hurts. You and I put more of the blame on the defense. I thought the special team stunk yesterday. They were undisciplined. I mean, Hugh, in any football game, it's not just one moment, one play.
No, it's not. And I know we're probably oversimplifying it, simplifying it to Kyle's point. But I look at it like this, is that as a defender, former defender, can't give up 36 points, man. Regardless of what the situation is, the scenario, anything like that, you can't give up 36 points.
Well, you can't. Also, there's other little things that happen in that game. Like, Devontae drops that pass that
that's
catches
crazy.
99 out of 100
pass.
Times.
Yep. Yeah, and it happens, man. You know, like, you could call that running before you actually get the football or something like that. But, hey, it was an unfortunate day all the way around. No question about it.
It was. Unfortunate. The Eagles' chances of getting the one seed diminished considerably. And now they got to fight and win this game Sunday against the Cowboys. Maybe with picket playing. We shall see. To go win the division. Before we get back to the phones, though, Hugh, how about the Phillies sneaking a move in yesterday morning?
Right, what'd they do?
Well, right as we're about to do the pregame show, I get the notification. Everyone's going crazy. The Phillies acquired Jesus Luzardo, left-handed pitcher, from the Miami Marlins. You might remember him a couple years ago. He started one of the playoff games here against the Phillies for Miami in that wild card series. I like the move. They traded one of their, I would say, better prospects, but not like their top two or three guys, but a good prospect named Starlin Cabba. But they get a pitcher who's still got a couple years of team control. As of 2 years ago, he was one of the better pitchers in the NL. Now, last year, he had a back issue, only made 12 starts, and his numbers dipped. So I think they're buying low a little bit here. But I like it. And, Hugh, it's funny because we keep looking at bats, but they have now fortified their pitching staff.
Yeah, that's what it looks like they're trying to do. That I know what they're probably going to attempt to do is run it back with the same guys, but at least they're going to try to bolster the pitching so that won't be a factor for them.
Yeah, I like Luzardo. I think he's a guy that still has more, and he could have better years and maybe kind of figure it out and be a top-tier starter. So I like what they did yesterday. I still would like a little bit more. I mean, they announced Kepler on Friday, and they're going to put him in left field, but the Phillies made a good move yesterday. I kept waiting for something because it just felt too quiet with them. Dave Dombrowski was being too quiet. So they make the trade yesterday. Who's Jesus Luzardo. And now it gives them, you know, they have six or seven pitchers, depending on if you think, you know, they're going to try to use Walker again next year. But Wheeler, Nola, Sanchez, Ranger, Luzardo, Painter. So they've got a lot of depth in this pitching staff now, and it should help them through the full season. So the Phillies make a trade yesterday morning for Jesus Luzardo, left-handed pitcher from the Marlins. I like the deal. Let's go back to the phone lines here. Bill in Virginia. Hey, Bill.
Yes.
Hey, Bill.
I'm going to say if there's some positives that came out of this loss, that just to encourage the Eagles fans.
Sure. What do you think is positive?
Okay, I got four of them real quick. Yeah, one of them, I think they haven't, it's good to, in some sense to lose, that they don't feel so indestructible coming into the playoffs, and they can actually just take care of these issues there. So, especially since they might play the Commanders in the playoffs, so that would be good. That would be a good thing to get this out now rather than have it happen in the playoffs. That's number one. Number two, they probably weren't going to catch the Lions anyway. And I you know, assuming that they actually beat the Cowboys, not a given. But if they don't, you know, they're not expected to go very far anyway. So, but if they do, at least they can. Rather than try to catch the Lions in the last week, they'll get the rest that they need on week 18. The third one is that Jake Elliott has come out of his slump. At least there's signs of it. He made that 50-yarder, and the 56-yarder came a little bit short. And maybe if it had been a warmer day, it would have made it. At least it was on target. So it's far more important that he become Jake the Make again, rather than that they win that game, you know, come playoff time. And the fourth one is that they did come off to a strong start, which has been kind of their biggest concern these last so many weeks, mm-hmm. and that they can start strong. That's at least a positive. So I say be of good cheer, Eagles fans.
Well, that last one's an interesting one, Bill. That hasn't come up today, right? So now it's two straight weeks where they've started off a little bit hotter on offense, which is a good thing.
That's a positive.
Bill, I think your spin on the number one seed, unlikely anyway, and the way it could work out well, where if they can, and it all depends on if they win this game Sunday, which I think they should even if Pickett starts, but. You're right. If they win Sunday and they win the division, they can give themselves almost like a de facto bye in week 18.
Right.
And that's important because I think, you know, you play that many weeks of football. And Bill, good phone call, and we appreciate it. That could turn into a positive. But it is a gut punch that the one seed is pretty much out of the...
Yeah, it is. We've been fighting for it. You know, it was a lot going on yesterday all around, man. The fact that we lost to the Commodores the way that we did, that's not a good feeling.
No, it's not. And we also didn't get any help from your Bears, Hugh. You know,
Bears didn't do nothing.
They didn't help. No, they got crushed. Did you see the play, by the way? Did you see that play the Lions ran where they pretended they fumbled to throw the Bears all off?
No, because the quarterback looked like he was about to stumble.
It was on purpose, yeah.
That's creativity at its finest. And LaPorta, you're talking about the LaPorta touchdown, mm-hmm, right? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they had Gibbs like dive to the ground and Goff was like stumbling around, but it was all by design. Let's go to Aaron in San Diego. What's up, Aaron?
Eye candy. That's what they call it.
Good.
Aaron, what's up, buddy?
Merry Christmas and happy holidays to all you Ebenezer Scrooges out there.
Same to you, Aaron. Go ahead.
You know, we got the kiss of death last week. The power rankings put us at number one.
Mm.
And in my 40 years of fandom, every time that we are the favorite, we seem to find a way to lay an egg. But today, everybody is crying, wah, 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 about Jalen Hurts and about the defense and everything like that. We are 12-3. We are a championship team. But one thing championships teams don't do is they don't, when their quarterback goes out, they don't miss important field goals. They don't drop multiple passes on key plays at the end of the game. They don't have 15 penalties. And your star players don't get kicked out because they can't control their emotions.
Well, that last one, I mean, of all of them, Aaron, that one got me. I mean, that one got me that he got thrown out of the football game there because they need him. And you saw how bad this defense was without him.
Well, everybody wants to put it on Kenny Pickett today, and it's not about Kenny Pickett. It's not about the defense. It's about the leaders on this team. As soon as Jalen Hurts went out, the leaders, the captains on the team got to know that Kenny Pickett hasn't practiced all week. So they got to take it upon themselves to take it up a notch, and they failed to do that.
Well, you're right. I mean, and you have to compose that. That's and when Sirianni was talking about it, I know they're going to talk about it among themselves. And Aaron, we appreciate the phone call. CJ Gigi, and I saw he did a rant, I guess, in the locker room on Instagram about the referees. Dude, I don't want to hear about the refs. You got yourself thrown out of the game.
That dog.
No, I mean... I love the player that CJ GJ is, but sometimes I just roll my eyes. Like, stop blaming someone else. You got thrown out of the game. I don't know what he said, and it might, to you and I, be like, really, they threw him out for that? But you already had one penalty. You know you got to be smarter than that. All right, Hugh, we got some news here about the game Sunday, Eagles-Cowboys.
Uh-oh, don't tell me it's flex.
We got a flex.
94 WIP. Breaking news.
Opposite. So the NFL has moved, Tom Pelissero, NFL Network, said the NFL has moved Sunday's Packers-Vikings game to 4:25, and the Cowboys-Eagles moves to 1. So we're moving this thing up. 1 o'clock kickoff Sunday.
We're going to be brick.
Well, we're starting that countdown to kickoff in the morning, Hugh. You getting a coat?
Ooh, I might have to go in there and get me a real coat.
What was that?
I might have to go in there and get a real coat. It's supposed to be cold this weekend, man.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I might have gone here.
Well, I think he was going to break here, Kyle.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Hey, it's Mark Schler with the Stinkin' Truth Podcast. The NFL season is in full swing, and I'll be here to break down all the action like no one else can. Follow and listen to the Stinkin' Truth Podcast on your free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Ain't got no choice. It's gonna be cold.
If there was any time it was gonna happen, it was this winter. It's looking like it's
no. It's gonna be a tough one. It was brick this morning, yeah. Man.
It hurts out there. My face hurt. Yeah. I was walking.
Ooh, it was brick.
It was your face hurt kind of morning.
I need to go ahead. Let me go ahead and start. Let me.
Well, you got a few days to yourself.
I got a few.
Go get yourself a coat.
They put Packers Vikings in its place. 4:25.
Yes,
that's good.
Well, that game sets up a little bit more higher stakes, right? I think the assumption is the Eagles are going to win
this
division.
It's just a better game.
It's a better game.
Just a good game.
Yeah,
and we get to watch not the same time as the Eagles.
Right, it's just a higher stakes game. You know, I mean, there's no stakes for the Cowboys. Obviously, the Eagles have the division at stake here. Let's grab Terrence here, and then we got to get to kiss the baby for week number 17. Hey, Terrence.
Huge old Kyle, what's up, man? What's up?
Hey, what's Terrence. On, what's up, buddy?
Man, to me, my Kyle first call, I said it was Jalen Hurts, but I told him that this thing is both. It's the defense was horrible, and it's because when Jalen Hurts went out, the whole dynamic of the game changed. CJ, he has to get himself under control because I don't know what he said. I don't know if he said something about his mom or something. They got smacked in the face, and he ended up with the one getting ejected from the game. But here's the thing, man. Kenny Pickett was okay, but – Joe, you said a take earlier that he can run an offense like Jalen Hurts. You gotta go back on that.
No, that's not what I said. I said I didn't say that, Terrence. I said there are three or four games this year where I think they could have won if he played. And I'll add yesterday, if Devontae catches the ball, they win with him yesterday. Like,
yes, that's true.
So I just
another thing is,
go ahead.
They had to dummy the offense down in the beginning of the game. Like this is what happened with the game when we lost Jalen Hurts. We got punked yesterday. We got outfoxed. The Commanders figured out when Hurts went out, they started talking trash. They got in our heads. They got in the defense heads, and that's what threw us off the game. The defense thought they had that game yesterday when Jalen Hurts went out. It's because we were up in the game. We were up 24-14 at one point. The defense thought the game was over, and we got outfoxed. We got punked yesterday, and for the fact that they when Kenny Pickett came in the game, they were able to crash down. They weren't worried about him throwing the ball. And, you know, they said we're going to be one-dimensional. We're going to shut your run down. We had that one big play from Saquon. Yeah, we did. But after that, he was shut down, man. He was getting negative yards, maybe two or three tough yards. They were hitting this hard down there. So, yeah, it goes both ways. The defense was horrible. They gave up 36 points. They were atrocious. They were letting this guy look like Houdini. They couldn't get off the field on third down. 4th and 11. To me, that was a deciding factor of the game. I think I texted you, Joe.
Oh, that was the turning point. Yeah.
Yep. The game's over.
Yeah, that felt like the moment that they got real life to come back. Like that it woke that crowd up at the end of the quarter. Terrence, a good phone call. You're right about that. That was a back-breaking play, that big run by Jaden Daniels. You know what? Look, you got there's so many elements to yesterday's game that it's tough to pinpoint exactly one, but I just want to say one thing, and then we'll get to our Twitter question here.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes I think, and you mentioned this earlier, Hugh, but like there's like a sensitivity to Jalen. When I say they could have won a few games this year with Kenny Pickett, and they could have won yesterday, obviously, with Kenny Pickett, they almost did. Do we pretend this doesn't happen in the NFL all the time? You guys won with A.J. Feely.
Yeah.
I watched the Patriots win games with Jacoby Brissett and Jimmy Garoppolo. Good teams can win without their starter, and if the backup does the job. And yesterday, I thought Kenny did enough to win.
He did an adequate job.
Yeah, that's a good word,
and
adequate.
That's what we're saying, but I feel like, to your point, Joe, a lot of old conversations get brought up when that's not even the narrative. And I think that's where a lot of people are, because we heard a few people talk about today how by us saying that the defense gave it up, it's some way slighting Jalen. Just to let you a little bit into my thought process, watching that game yesterday and listening to the game, the first thought that I had was when Jalen went out, Kenny's in the game. And I thought the reason why, because I didn't have any context, because, you know, I'm listening. So Merrill and them are trying to get update us as it goes. Mm. So I didn't know what happened to Jalen. I didn't know he got hurt or whatever. So I'm thinking, okay, maybe they're just trying to let Kenny Pickett finish out this drive because they want to see how he looks. And my first thought initially was, you never want to let your backup get a chance to play, because I think they're trying to see, because I was getting reports where Jalen grabbed his helmet, he was trying to run back in the game, and he couldn't get in the game, all the other stuff. So as the game progressed and I started to get more information, I'm like, okay, so now the game changes, and you know that. And now I'm in defense mode, because as a defender, you're thinking, okay, Kenny Pickett's not going to run the offense the same. And I heard guys this morning talking about how can you not change the offense to better suit the quarterback. Well, last year you had a quarterback that had a similar style as Jalen. Unfortunately, Kenny's not that guy, so you got to go with what the guys know. You can't change the offense on the fly that much. You still got to run what the guys are comfortable with, what you're used to, or whatever, regardless of what you put in all day. So that's the one narrative. Now, defensively, as the game progresses, I'm like, penalty, what did it say, too many men on the field, twice. That happened twice.
Yeah, and the one led to a touchdown.
Yeah, and that to me was something I'm like, that's uncharacteristic of this defense.
Yeah.
Because they're usually on top of everything. And so now it becomes one of those things where the narrative is how well the defense didn't play. And that was unfortunate. I think Kenny Pickett did enough to win the game. Kenny Pickett is not Jalen. And in no way, shape, or form am I trying to justify that. But when your quarterback goes out, or any of your top players go out, you have to compensate for that.
Yep, and they didn't yesterday. What was the biggest reason the Eagles lost yesterday? That is our Twitter question sponsored by the PI Dental Center. Your smile is the first thing others see when they meet you. Learn about and schedule your evaluation, PIDentalCenter.com. Hugh, we're losing the poll today. You and I losing the poll. 54% on the Jalen Hurts injury, which obviously means, you know, the other side of that is Pickett having to play. 24% on the defense, 18% on the discipline, 4% on the special teams. I actually think the special teams is getting let off the hook the most.
I would agree.
The average field position for the Commanders in the second half was the 39-yard line. I mean, basically the 40 every time.
So the defense, you know, put in a pretty bad spot.
They were not put in great spots. Also, Jake Elliott missed a kick. We had a caller a few minutes ago mention Elliott made 4 out of 5. That means he missed one. I mean, like 80% is fine as a kicker, but he missed one that in the past, and I know yesterday was cold and that probably impacted yesterday. It wasn't a bad miss, but I lost by 3 and he missed a kick.
This is just what I've been trying to say all day, is that it's not that Kenny Pickett was bad. It's the fact that our starting quarterback was injured makes everything else work. It's just a little bit less functional. And that's what led to so many different mistakes, so many different points throughout the game where we got beat. Defense, special teams, like all that stuff played a factor. It wasn't that Kenny Pickett was bad. Sure, he was fine enough to win, all other things equal, but he's not your starting quarterback. He's not really what makes this whole thing go.
Well, he's not. Yeah, I mean, they got to figure out a way to win with him on Sunday if Jalen's not cleared.
Yeah,
I mean, that's sure. The reality. That's what they have to do now. All right, let's get to a little kiss the baby for Week 17 in the NFL.
It's time to kiss the baby.
All right, so I'm stuck for the first time, guys. The 49ers were eliminated yesterday, and I haven't eliminated them. So I am stuck with my first team.
Hate to see that.
I know. I was trying to get to go perfect here. So there's only 2 weeks to go. So I have to play this very simply. I have to...
What you got to do?
It's crunch time.
I know.
There's 2 weeks left, and you're going to have to make some decisions between two teams that might be jockeying for each other's spots.
Yeah, well, that's part of where I am at. I'm also trying to figure out which one of you guys will take this one from me next week, like trying to avoid the worst case scenario. All right, I'm going to take Seattle out. I was choosing between Seattle and Atlanta, and I think Atlanta can't be eliminated till next week, so that I've got one more week on them potentially. But Seattle could be eliminated if things go wrong for them this week. I'm going to knock Seattle out of the postseason right now. All right, Hugh, you're up.
This wasn't hard for me. I mean, well, it kind of is because in this division that I'm looking at, they're with another team, and they basically have the same winning record. They have the same record. But and now that I think about it, I'm like, damn, do I really want to do this?
Don't do it. Don't do it.
Man.
Don't do it.
I think I'm going to have to do it, man, even though I see, now I'm kind of – get out of my ear, Kyle.
Don't do it.
Oh, man, I'm going to go with the Denver Broncos.
Wow.
I was like full disclosure. Full disclosure.
You didn't do it. You didn't do it.
I was going to go with the Chargers.
Whoa.
But, man, because they got the same record. So I'm going to go with the Broncos.
All right. Hugh takes the Broncos to collapse out of the playoffs. Mm-hmm. Kyle, who are you going
with? I'm very glad you did that because I'm going with the Falcons. This is a huge relief for me that you did not pick the Falcons.
Oh, you thought I was going to pick the Falcons?
Well, because, I think the Bucs are going to win that division. Joe took Seattle. I also, by the way, am stuck this week with the Cardinals.
They got eliminated?
Yeah, and I'm stuck.
No, I got them last week.
Yeah. Well, you have the Jags and the Titans, pal.
All right, so right now.
Thanks for reminding me.
Right now, who's in the worst spot? You guys each have two teams you're stuck with?
I'm stuck with the Cardinals. Hugh's stuck with the Jags, Titans. You're stuck with the Niners.
But you also have the Vikings.
I have the Vikings
situation.
In. Yep.
So I'm stuck with one team. All right, we'll do it one more time next week, our last shot to kiss the baby. All right, let's get back to the phone lines here. Let's grab Frederick up next on WIP. What's up, Frederick? Frederick?
Moment too big.
No, I think Frederick's good to go.
I mean, come on.
Frederick, you ready, buddy?
Yeah.
What's up?
Yeah, listen, I just wanted to say, man, listen, I have never heard Tom Landry or none of the greats talk about a defense won a game or lost a game, man. It just don't make sense to me. The game was lost because we had a second-string quarterback that I swear must have had batteries in him or something because he couldn't throw the ball, he couldn't run the ball, he couldn't pass the ball, hand it off, or nothing. I mean, if they'd have scored one touchdown, you got to think about this, one touchdown. I'm 64 years old. I've been watching football since 14. I'm telling you that one touchdown, you can't dispute the truth. The truth needs no defense. One touchdown, this game, the Eagles won.
Frederick, as soon as he came in the game, he threw a touchdown.
I didn't hear you.
As soon as he came in the game, he threw a touchdown pass.
Couldn't throw a touchdown pass.
Yeah, he did.
He got field goals.
No, he threw as soon as he got in the game, Frederick, he threw a touchdown pass to A.J. Brown.
He needed one more then. He needed one more. Anybody else that we got, A.J., you could have put A.J. Philly in that game. You could have put Coy Detmer. Anybody else at a second-string quarterback, they'd have kept the team together and kept the team moving. This guy couldn't keep the team moving.
They scored 24 points with him in the game.
He put 24 points where?
On the board.
26. Right,
sorry, Frederick. Sorry, Frederick.
You're right.
26.
Coy Detmer could have. Say what?
He scored 26 points.
Okay, 26 points. But you still can't blame the defense because it was 30-something points on the game that the defense ain't had nothing to do with. If he'd have kept the ball going, you either got to play defense or you either got to score. And in this case, we needed to score. We was playing one of the greatest teams in the league at this time. We talking about the Commanders.
They hadn't beaten a team with a winning record the whole year.
Till us.
Yeah, but if they can handle Pittsburgh Steelers, they would have been able to handle. I tell you what, let me sum this up for everybody, okay? I'll tell you this right now. If Hurts don't return, we can call it.
Well, okay, but like he's gonna. Why are you making excuses for the defense? They got torched.
They got beat.
I mean, what happened?
Why are you making excuses for the defense? They got torched.
Yeah, because the air was let out of them, just like anybody else.
Soft. So now we're admitting the defense is not really that good because without Jalen, they can't hold up. Like, who cares who's playing quarterback if there's a minute and a half to go and you're on defense? Get a stop.
Why can't they get a stop?
The defense that's playing in 22-degree weather. The first time they played in the Golden State. You mean they really actually seriously supposed? They never did that.
Oh, now we have the weather?
They never held no game. They have never held the game all the way through the whole thing.
Now we have the weather.
Without the offense being on the team, on the field, as long as they should be,
that's
or
Kyle's
should
man.
Have been, you can't put it all on the defense.
All right, that's fine. Frederick, you're right. The weather, 22 degrees. You know what? Let's not have any home games.
Disappointing.
January, it's the Northeast.
I needed more from the – it's not on the defense, Kyle, folks. That wasn't
– It's Kyle's man.
The weather.
Unfortunately.
The weather.
This is Kyle's man.
The weather?
Get your man's.
My only rebuttal is I would say not excuses. There are reasons. Reasons are different than excuses.
They're repackaged.
They're about the same. I feel about the same to me.
They're repackaged.
You look up the definition. Semantics, too.
We got that.
He hit me with look up the definition.
I hit you with semantics. Semantics.
Get your Webster's out. Look
it up. Man, I tell you,
that was filibuster by Frederick. I mean, that was
Philadelphia,
when
man.
When you're citing the weather, you have lost.
I mean,
it's over.
It was cold outside. It was they were tired. The one that got me, they were tired.
the weather tired. And they're tired is an excuse. The lack of ball possession by the offense and bad special team spots is reason.
They were tired.
Oh my goodness, it was so cold out there yesterday. 215-592-9494. All right, your chance to react with us, and on the other side, we will check in on the state of the race for the number one seed, and more importantly, Hugh's beard, I have to say, it was not a good day for all of us. Yeah, it was an awful day for most of us here. They want to see Hugh Douglas's beard turned green. 215-592-9494. That's a hot board. It's the Midday Show on Sports Radio 94 WIP. This NFL Monday Night Football, FanDuel in partnership with Valley Forge Casino wants you to win even bigger. Right now, all customers get a 30% catch a pass profit boost on the Saints-Packers game. That means you could boost your next NFL catch a pass bet by 30% and take home even more winnings during the game. Bet on over-under, spreads, player props, and so much more. Plus, if you win, you get paid instantly. So don't wait. Download America's number one sportsbook by visiting FanDuel.com/GIGLIO to take advantage of a profit boost today. FanDuel Sportsbook is the official part of 94 WIP.